Joe is a dreamer, but the difference between his dream and the rest of our dreams is he actually turned them into reality. And it's great that he can be joined here tonight by his wife Ashley and by his mother, who's come all the way from Carandonna in Donegal, and other members of his family. And it's great that they can be here to celebrate with Joe what it is he has achieved, not single-handedly, but without him, none of this would be possible. And recently, when he was in my office, and he does come wearing many different hats, that's for sure, he said to me, on the 16th of October, we're having our 10th anniversary. And I have to say, it doesn't seem like 10 years since I first met Joe, and yet so much has been achieved that it would almost seem like 20 years. And to now have 10 vehicles and to launch the one tonight that's unique in the whole country, it's absolutely fantastic. And I know it brings great opportunities for mobility to those that suffer from a disability. And it's so important. I think many of us take for granted our capacity to be mobile. And for those that aren't so fortunate, the difference between having a life that can be more independent and more enjoyable and being very dependent on others is services provided by Lucan Disability Action Group. And I know that the 47 people here from TMAP tonight, and I'm aware of the fantastic work you do with the residents of TMAP, and that's why so many of them are here. Because they're able to get out on many social outings, and many wise outings, I know, as we call it, the Lucan Disability Action Group. I think it's fantastic that those that have the opportunity to go to Perda and pursue their education can have personal assistants who are also note takers and can help people through the process of their education. Again, for the vast majority of students, it's normal. People with a disability, it can be impossible. And that really will make a difference in helping people with a disability to access opportunities in Ireland. Because when we talk about disability, we must recognise within a context where the emphasis should be on the ability and not the disability. And sometimes if somebody's in a wheelchair, there's often an assumption that their brain doesn't function. And I know that really annoys people with a disability. The fact that they can be totally marginalised and excluded from so many opportunities. And if there's anything that's happened in Ireland in the last 15 to 20 years, it is that the voice of people with disabilities, as a result of people like Joe and many people here tonight who joined with Joe, as a result of your voices being heard more frequently in places where decisions can be made, decisions are being made that can benefit people with disabilities and allow you to live more independent and fuller lives. And Joe said it started off trying to make footpaths accessible, and I do remember the time we went around the footpaths in the village in Lucca, and they were very inaccessible. And that seems a simple thing, and that's the norm today. For new houses, for new developments, for public transport, we're moving in the direction of having a society where, as a matter of course, facilities will be at least accessible. And that is so important. And for an able-bodied person to become disabled, it can be a horrific experience. For somebody to be disabled from birth, to become accustomed to it, it doesn't lessen the trauma and the difficulty that they experience. And very often, if it wasn't for family members and friends and volunteers, and particularly organisations like this, life would be impossible. Reference was made earlier to Linda, and I must say that she was very nervous. I told her we were far more nervous than she was, and she did a fantastic job, well done. And Eileen is torn between continuing to work with her manager and going back to the better weather, she tells me in Texas. And it never gets worse than this, by the way, in Texas, even in the middle of the winter. So she's going back to January, and she'll be an enormous loss, I know, to Lucan Disability Action Group. There's no doubt about that. She's been fantastic. And she told me that when she was leaving her previous job and applying for a new job, she didn't quite know what she was going to do. And she heard about the Lucan Disability Action Group and she thought, well, I don't know if I want to do that. And as soon as she went for the interview, she was captured by the enthusiasm and the vision of Joe and his colleagues. How could you not be? So Eileen, I know that you're going to be missed. I understand there's 30 or 40 applications for your successor, and you'll be a hard act to follow. We want to